and good day to you all. It is Portia and the guides, and we are happy to answer your question about irritation. Why are you feeling irritated these days, and what can you do about it? First, we ask you to come back home to the central core of your being, the central place. This is where God resides within you and your spirit as well. So much agitation and fear and upheaval is happening in the world these days, and we see that many of you are allowing these vibrations to come into your own world, your own being. These are not yours, dear ones. This is the first point here for you. Come back home to your home base within, which is quiet and still and all-knowing. This again is where God and your spirit are within your being. And then ask the question, what is irritating me right now? And why is it irritating me? Be curious. Be a discoverer of yourself. Consider each irritation and inconvenience that you perceive to be an opportunity to know more about yourself and about life. So if when you ask, what is the irritation here? And it could be a neighbor's dog. Let's say that the dog is barking too much for you. Then you will be still and ask the question of God and your spirit, what is going on here? What do I need to look at? What actions may I take that are graceful and loving and will bless all? And the answer will come, and it may be more than one. The first answer may be to be still and to be at peace and to know that you want to do the best and highest. You want to do good in the world, not to be cursing your neighbor, the dog. The energy that flows from you is powerful, and we know that you do not want to harm or damage life. So the answer may be, again, certainly, to be still and listen. And then perhaps the guidance would be to phone up your neighbor first and foremost before calling, to feel the generous spirit that you are and to ask that God is present and also the higher spirit of your neighbor is present, and that you ask that the call is a blessing for all. This will relax your system, and it will release the death grip of this aspect of yourself that is haranguing you, harassing you, irritating you to the point of distraction. This may be one of the answers that you receive, and there may be many more. The truth is, by asking God for a solution, it can happen without you doing anything in the human realm. But you must ask, and it must be from a point of your generous heart, and that the result and outcome is a blessing for all. Watch your own energetic field. We see that mostly the irritation and agitation that you are experiencing does not originate with you. So we ask you to be conscious, ever watchful of the thoughts that come to you. Many thoughts that you think are simply thoughts that are passing through your mind. They did not originate with you. But the fact that they are in your mind often makes you believe that they are your thoughts. So always ask the question, did this irritation and agitation originate with me? Yes or no? And you will have the answer. If no, we ask you to surrender it right away to the God that created you and the creator of all things. And as you do this, it will be handled and managed properly. If the answer is that it did originate with you, then that is where your wonderful homework begins, and you roll up your sleeves with peace, not at war, because only as you approach every situation with a peaceful heart will the best and highest resolution and outcome come forward. We often recommend that you breathe deeply, and this is again our recommendation. When agitation, fear, upheaval, disturbance tends to spin you around, come back home with a deep breath and another deep breath and another. Let go mentally of the distractions and the details of whatever the situation is and come back home. This is always your starting point for the complete truth, the truth that you are seeking, which is the one that heals and blesses. It comes from divine love, and this is what you are asking for. Try these things out this week, if you will. Remember the breathing. Remember, each instance is your opportunity to learn, to grow, to see even more expansively in the human realm what is going on, what is true, what is real. Many of these irritations and agitations are simply not real, and they are for you to dismiss in the moment and not let them linger. Go forward, dear ones, as we know you will this week. And here is another opportunity to learn, to stretch, to grow, to be all that you are. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.